Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is the JMPD Chief Superintendent, Wayne Minnar. Wayne always makes himself available to us when we reach out to him, and I really greatly appreciate that. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Stefan. Thanks. And how are you?
Yes, very, very good. Thank you. So this obviously now presents a new problem and a new strain on the roads, on the road system, on JMPD. Can we just start with just some information? How did it look during lockdown? How does it look now?
Well, definitely a lot more vehicles compared to level 5, and also a lot more movement, a lot more business, a lot more activity, especially after dark, restaurants open, people going out, people more free now compared to level 5.
Right. And so there's a natural increase of vehicles on the road because people are more free, and that in itself is going to put obviously more pressure on traffic, accidents, etc.
Absolutely, and this past week we've seen quite a few accidents already, which are alcohol-related, where unfortunately there has also been deaths. So, but on the other hand, also according to the authorities, there's reason to believe that there needs to be the opening, as you recall, of the economy.
Of the economy. So just what is the current law in term, because there was a lot of talk about South Africa moving, like other countries, some other countries, to a zero drink policy. What is the current situation in terms of alcohol allowed?
Well, the limit still is at 0.24 milligrams per 1,000 milliliters of breath, and that equates to approximately only one drink, whether
right.
it is
so
spirit.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That was always, that's always been, I was saying, telling our listeners and Lindy earlier, that's always been my policies, is I could have one drink, no matter what it was. I mean, not one of each, obviously. That would be a little ambitious. But no matter what I was drinking, if it was a glass of wine, one glass of wine or one whiskey, and that was it. And that is a relatively safe measure at the moment. Is there talk about it being reduced down to nothing?
Well, look, I don't know if that's going to happen, but at this point, it's still 0.24
right.
milligrams per 1,000 milliliters of breath. If that's a breath sample, if you take a blood sample, then it's 0.5 grams
right.
per 100 milliliters of blood.
That
is the blood sample. But if you equate it to the breath sample, then it's 2.4 milligrams per 1,000 milliliters of breath.
Right.
But it's basically the same.
Right.
Only one drink.
Right.
And anything more than one drink is really
it's dangerous.
And the possibility of it going above the legal limit.
Right. You know, just anecdotally, I recall some years ago in business in South Africa, we'd have an office function. People would have a very sort of a brazen attitude. They would drink more than they should. They would say, no, they're absolutely fine to drive, etc. I've noticed in business that and functions, events that I go to, that's no longer the case. Maybe it's because of Uber. Maybe it's because people have become a lot more responsible. But yet still, we are seeing a tremendous amount of accidents, road deaths, and so many of them are alcohol related. What is the general trend in South Africa?
You're right, Stephen. I think a lot of people are now opting rather to take a cab, which is really the more responsible thing and the right thing to do, just to take a cab rather. If you have had something to drink to get home safely and not to risk rather being involved in an accident and injuring or killing yourself or injuring and killing others, rather take a cab. So I think the attitude has changed a lot recently, with people rather taking a cab. But also remember previously the limit then about 20 years ago was 0.8 grams per 100 milliliters. That would be approximately between 2.5 to 3 drinks as compared to only one drink now.
Crazy. I mean, that we ever thought that that was an acceptable, an acceptable amount. Is the, in terms of training within JMPD, I know that, that there's a tremendous fight as there is in all parts of the country around corruption. I know that the JMPD is coming down very hard on, officers that either, illicit or accept a bribe, on people who are offering bribes. Have you seen some success in that area, because obviously that's important as well, that people know that if they get caught, they can't just slip somebody $50 and they can get away with it.
Yes, look, you know, that's a continuous battle, because bribery is a two-way
act. Absolutely.
The bribee and the briber are both active. It depends who initiates it first, but it takes one person to offer for another person to receive, or one person to initiate it for the other person to give.
Absolutely.
So it's difficult to deal with. It's a constant problem, because we're constantly finding situations where people are prepared to rather give money to get out of the situation, instead of being arrested and then to be processed at a police station. So it's a problem that we're dealing with all the time. And unfortunately, where there's proof of such a corrupt activity, it has to be processed both internally and criminally, so that the cases can be heard, and then the presiding officer, either at an internal hearing, then will determine the issue or fate of the officer concerned. In most cases, it's dismissal, because if there's corruption.
Sure.
And then if it is a criminal case, where the magistrate then determines what is to happen.
Right, right. Very, very interesting indeed, Wayne Minnar. I think that's unfortunately all we do have time for. I thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and keep doing the work that you're doing, trying to keep us safe on the roads, keep people educated, and eliminate any wrongdoing on all sides. That's JMPD Chief Superintendent Wayne Minnar speaking to us, making himself available, as he always does when we reach out to him. Greatly.